I used to find myself in the middle of a fight. Guys, does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about? Like, one minute everything's cool, next minute you're in the middle of the fight, because you never saw the fight start, because you never said anything. I give an example so you don't get in trouble. I give an example, all right? We were going on a nice relaxing walk, And my girlfriend at the time was what you would call a type A personality. Now, if you've ever had the privilege of dating a type A personality, you understand they're very organized, very structured human beings. They're always two steps ahead of everybody else in the process because they're planners, you understand? And it gets to the point, see, it's a gift and a curse because they're smarter than you. So they thought about everything that you've thought about already, and they moved on 2 weeks into the future with their thoughts. To the point where they can actually start worrying about stuff that has not happened at all. 2 weeks into the future, to the point where they can actually get upset at you just thinking about what you would probably do in that situation that they made up. 2 weeks into the future. Meanwhile, you're sitting behind us in the present, going on a nice relaxing walk, thinking everything's okay. So that's the backstory, right? So, at the time, she was applying for this job at University of Denver. It was a financial analyst position, very high-end position. She had every right to be stressed, but the interview wasn't until 2 weeks from when we were walking. And she just asked me, could I run some questions by you that might come up on the interview just so I can get my thoughts together? And I said, That's all I said. I said, She said, okay, what are 5 weaknesses that you think that I have? I'm in the middle of a fight. Did you all see when it started? I didn't. There was no bell. Now I'm going to time out this story for a second. I'll get back to it, but I just want to say, if you're in a relationship right now and you really want it to work, you're happy right now, you really want it to work all the way into the future, I realize I'm not in a relationship right now. Don't pay attention to that. So listen to me. If you want it to work out, you actually don't have to fight. Did you know that? That's an option, to not fight. Like, you can act, look how quiet everybody got, really. What is this not fighting you speak of, mortal? You can actually speak softly to one another. You can go in separate rooms and write an email if you have to, but you don't actually have to sit there and engage in this verbal battle, because what happens is when you get angry at the other person that you love, your brain gets really cloudy and you're not actively listening to the person who's trying to bring about positive change in the relationship. All you're thinking about is what you have to say next, which is why, have you ever noticed that when your friends tell you about a fight they had with their significant other, in the fight, in the story that they tell, it always sounds like they won the fight, doesn't it? It sounds like they got the best of everything. And so she said this, and that's when I told her, no, you didn't. I can stop you right there. You didn't say it like that. No, you didn't. And ladies, you all are the worst, because you all do something that we need to talk about right now. Every one of you all in here, have you ever noticed that when a woman tells another one of her female friends about a fight that she had with their man, in the story, she gives her man the dumb guy voice. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. You all do it. It sounds very consistent, no matter what age, race, or creed that you are. It's a little something like, and that's when I told him he needed to grow up. And he was like, oh, well, why do I have to grow up? Really? Is that what he said? He stopped this fight with a No, he didn't. You stopped that. All right, now time in. So there I was in the middle of a fight, right? And I was trying to get my thoughts together. I'm like, how am I going to get out of this? I know how to get out of this. I'm going to speak to her in a calm tone and reason with her with some ideas that I've thought of in the past that I'm going to bring out to the forefront, and we're going to agree together, because that's what I do as my job. I said, baby, five. You honestly think I would sit here and nitpick you 5 times like that? I'm not that type of person. I don't think like that. You wouldn't want somebody like that. And secondly, any weaknesses you think that you have, aren't those my strengths? Isn't that why you chose me? Isn't that why we work out so well together? I don't know if you all have noticed yet, but When I say something and don't get a reaction, I tend to get nervous and just keep talking. All right, well, baby, you realize though, I mean, you didn't want me to, there's no right answer. You know that, right? Like, I don't know. Well, one of your weaknesses. Why'd you ask? Well, one of your weaknesses is you put me in unwinnable situations. Because you like to get drunk off of emotion for no reason when people are just trying to go on walks. You ever do that, guys? Like, you say something real stupid to your woman, you protect your chest and take 2 steps back? Like, you're not scared as much as you're just kind of in awe of your own work. And you're processing, like, okay, wow, that did not have to happen. Would you look at that? Now, she was mad at other stuff, now she's just mad at me. That's crazy. She gave me an answer I'll never forget. She said, well, at least you were honest. And then she kissed me, and we kept walking. Messed me up for 2 weeks. I didn't know what happened. I'm like, is it over? Excuse me. Did you win? Is it over? Excuse me. 2 weeks went by. We didn't even talk about it. I was going nuts. She actually got the job. I should have been happy. It should have been over. But I need closure. When she got it, I was like, baby, congratulations. You did it. You. Nobody but you. You earned it. You deserve this. Hey, remember that time we had that fake fight about fake weaknesses and I was all like, oh, well, you know, the da-da-da. And we cool. And she said, oh, that? Oh, we're more than cool. I've let it go. When a woman says she's let it go, it never went anywhere, all right? It just went around back to find better parking so that it can surprise you the next time you say something that stupid. You realize that, right? They don't actually let stuff go. They got a special place in their brain for all the dumb stuff you've ever done and said. Think of Tupperware. They tuck it away neatly, put it right over here, and go back to living a healthy, everyday life. They'll get back to it when they need it. You understand? Men don't know how to think like that. Everything for a man to have direct stimulus in an argument has to be directly in his space for him to use in an argument. It has to be this way, going forward. Because that's how we think. Point A, point B, going forward. Point A, point B, in a line. I had other thoughts, but they're back there. Can't use those. Gotta use those up there. Point A, point B, in a line. Line! Women think in an elliptical fashion. Any thoughts she's ever had about you from the day she met you to present time to 2 weeks from now, all in one even uniform plane of equal dollar power. That's why when she thinks about that right thing to say to shut you down, pay attention to her. Look at her in the eyes before she even says a word. You can actually see her neck starts moving around in this motion before she ever says a word. And when she finds it, oh, there it is right there. I found it right there. There it is right there. So that breakup is pretty recent, if you all can't tell.